Amen. All right, so we are in a series entitled Believe Big. We've done this every single Sunday. We're going to continue to do this on the count of three. I want everyone in the room and through the lens with a strong voice to say Believe Big. Here we go. One, two, three. Amen. This series is about believing in a big God who can do absolutely anything but fail in our lives. And we have gotten off, I think this is part four of Believe Big. And so today's title, because it's your birthday and we were teaching together, you know, I was praying, like, what should we talk about? And so today's topic is called It's a Beautiful Life. It's a Beautiful Life. And this December, Lady LaConte and I will have been married 27 amazing years. Amen. And so, you know, babe, with the help of God, we've really created a beautiful life. You know, we live a very blessed life. We've got two amazing kids. We pastor the best church on this side of heaven. Amen. We're healthy. You know, and God is just really, really good. John 10 and 10, it's been a foundational scripture for our church, because our vision is pointing you to Christ so you can live a better life. So John 10 and 10 teaches us that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus says, I've come that they may have life, and that they may have it. And the Amplified, it says, to the full till it overflows. And we took, we got married when we were 21. Yeah. Thank God we were in a Word of Faith church, so we learned faith early. Right. We took the Word. Well, our parents both were in church, and so we grew up in church. Right. We were taught to tithe. Yeah. We were taught to serve God. Right. We were taught what holiness was. So we really had a good foundation from the beginning. Right. And so, and then as we became adults, we just took that thing to the next level. Right. And by the grace of God, it's been a real beautiful life.
A beautiful life. And I mean, a lot of times I tell people, you know, there's no reason to complain, because you can always find something that you may not like about it, but complaining does not change anything.
That's right.
So it's a matter of having the right perspective. No matter what I'm going through, long as God is on the throne,
that's it,
I'm gonna be okay.
That's
so
it.
Life is beautiful when you have the right perspective. And like you said, the thief comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why you have to identify, okay, this is not who God wants me to be,
or
this is not how God wants me to live.
Right.
So I'm not gonna allow the enemy to come in and rob me of my peace, rob me of my joy.
That's it.
Rob me of my happiness, because God come that I may have life and have it more abundantly in all areas of my life, not just in my finances.
That's right.
Not just in my mind, but I can look good, I can
feel good. That's right.
All these things through Christ, because that's Him that came to give me the life that
I have. In every area. And that's why you have to know what the Word of God says concerning us, because it has a lot to do with understanding what is our portion.
Right.
Peace is our portion.
Right.
Joy is our portion.
Right.
Prosperity is our portion.
Right.
Depression is not our portion.
My portion.
You got it. Anxiety is not our portion. And so when those things try to show up in your life, you say, no, devil, not today. You got it. And when those negative thoughts come, you can't hold on to those and start pondering those. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It says casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the name and the knowledge of God. And what we need to understand is, no matter how saved we are, how long we've been saved, the enemy is still going to show up with negative thoughts.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what's happening, but you have to learn how to cast those thoughts down and replace them with the Word of God. Keep speaking the Word, keep speaking life, and we'll see God do amazing things.
That's very good, because that's what's most important, is that we don't receive those thoughts.
Yeah.
And what happens is we start pondering, and then we start honestly just beginning to shape our mind or shape our lives around what we've been thinking.
Right.
And that's when things start going downhill, because we have now allowed the enemy's thoughts to come in and really take precedence to God's Word in our life. But that's not how we should live our lives. You should always let the Word of God be the final authority. It may sometimes be forgotten, but always remind yourself, no, I got to get back in the Word, get back to hearing the Word, because whatever you focus on the longest
is the strongest
take precedence
that's
in your
life.
So get the Word in you at all times.
And you said it, babe. The final authority. God's word is the final authority.
Right.
Not what somebody you heard on a talk show said.
Right.
Not even something you wrote, read in a book. You got, unless it's the Bible, right? But God's word has to be the final authority. So if I'm going through something and it's not lining up with what God's word says for me as a covenant believer, I can't receive that.
Exactly.
You
got to be a preacher. If it's not in the Word of God,
it ain't in the Word. And that's why you got to know the Word for yourself.
Exactly.
Amen.
Right.
So, you know, and I begin to think about, you know, how did we get here to where we are? And, you know, just a few things that I thought about was, number one, we always kept Jesus at the center.
Always.
You know, that's something that we, especially when people get married and stuff, you know, we'll tell them, hey, keep Jesus at the center. If you keep him at the center, if you're committed to do things his way, I always say, if you do things God's way, what's going to happen? You're going to get God results, right? And if you want God results, you got to do it God's way. And so I think that that's important.
And that's important, even, you know, even if you're not married or even if you are married.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a personal thing, you know. So just because you may have him at the center, I got to have him at the center as well.
Yeah.
So I can't live off of your prayers. I can't live off of your fasting.
Right.
We all have to have our own individual relationship with God. And as long as he's the center of your life, then you're going to get the overflow of my relationship with God.
Yep.
So it's a matter of us all taking the time out to make sure that we are being our best selves and growing in God every day.
Because we know when we've been spending time with God.
Absolutely.
And we haven't been spending time with God.
Absolutely.
If I'm grouchy, if I'm, you know, got attitude, I probably ain't been praying. You understand? And so it's important to understand it. So we always kept him at the center. You know, something else that that we've always done is we've always been generous. From day one, we have always been generous. And so the Bible says that the generous soul shall be made fat. That word fat means abundantly supplied. And those who refresh others shall be refreshed. And so we have spent our lives making sure we are refreshing to other people, that we were generous to other people. And we didn't have to. The Bible says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. We never had to have to go. We never had a mindset to go after things. We went after God. And if you go after God, some things will show up in your life. Can I get an amen? Yeah. And so that's, now if you're going to clap, give me a good clap. Don't patty cake in the house of the Lord. Amen. And so you know, we've always kept Jesus at the center. We've been generous. And here's the big one. This is what we're going to talk about today. We consistently live by faith. And you have to learn to live by faith. Faith is the most important subject that a believer needs to learn after getting saved.
Right.
Yes, we know salvation is the most important subject.
Right.
You know, but once I'm saved, now I'm saved.
Right.
And Paul says, now you have to learn how to live this Christian life out so you'll live it victoriously and you won't be defeated in life.
Right.
You got it? And they're asking if you're okay, baby. And so, good? No, it's okay. I'm used to it. I know all the cues and stuff. And so you got to catch this. While we thank God for success, you got it, and success is in the word of God. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But, you know, and he's talking to Joshua, but he's telling him, you are going to make your way prosperous, and you're going to find good success. And while we thank God for success, we also have to realize that a beautiful life isn't built on status, but it's built on faith. It's
good.
Built on faith, not on status. I'm not trying to be the man. You understand?
Right.
He be the man.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? And so faith, you know, that touches every part of our lives. It brings us joy.
Yep.
It brings us peace. It brings us prosperity. It brings us everything that we need. Faith is the key.
Yeah, exactly. Because, again, it's just a matter of what you said before. Faith is the key. If we don't have faith, how can we do anything?
Impossible to please him.
Right. It's impossible to please our God. And at the end of the day, we cannot allow our faith to diminish because what we're seeing may not be lined up with what we believe.
Right.
So we have to always keep our faith activated. Yeah, you may get hit from the left, get hit from the right, but don't allow your faith to stop being at work, because faith is what's going to change the situation for the better.
Yep.
So yeah, you may not be comfortable right now, but that's okay. This is just short-term discomfort.
That's it. That's
because
it.
My faith is going to get me through the situation.
Because
so
I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe.
Right.
And I believe the word of God.
Right.
I believe he's a way maker.
Yeah.
I believe he's a miracle worker.
Right.
I believe he's a promise keeper.
Right.
You got it. And so you got to hold on to your faith. See, it's easy to hold on to your faith when things are going your way.
Exactly.
It's easy to hold on to your faith when you just had a worship set like that. You understand?
Right.
But when you go on the outside of, you know, these doors, you have now been equipped. You have now been empowered. And you got to go out of these doors saying, you know, listen, the same God that was inside those four walls is on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Right.
So that way, if you know, the enemy tries to show up on Tuesday afternoon, no, ain't nobody got time for that. You understand? We're going to walk by faith,
right,
not by sight. And we're going to see God do some amazing right. things.
And I think it's important, you talked about it last week, about making sure that we have our words lined up with what we believe.
Yep.
Because you said it so good last week. You said, how can our faith move a mountain when it can't move our mouth?
That's
but we
good.
Have to make sure that our mouth is always lined up with what I believe. Yeah, yeah. It may not feel good, but I'm not going to change my confession.
Right.
I'm going to keep confessing what I want to see in my life.
Yep.
And that's what has to manifest in my life, because that's what I've been saying. So don't change what you're saying, because it doesn't look like what you're saying.
Right.
You got to keep saying it over and over again. Right. That seed has been planted. Now you just got to keep watering that seed with the words of your mouth and watch it come to pass in your life.
Because it's always working, even when you don't see it working. If you're living by faith.
Exactly.
Because there's things that happen. Jesus says the words that I speak are spirit and their life. Right. So as I begin to speak, I'm speaking things into the spirit realm.
Right.
So I have to understand process that there's some things that are happening in the spirit realm and it hasn't shown up yet in the natural.
Right.
But my faith says it's just a matter of time.
Right.
So the things I've been believing for, the things I've been praying for, the things I've sowed seed, it's just a matter of time till I see it show up in my
That's
life.
Good.
And so faith is the key. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Is the key.
It's the key.
All right. So we've got several points that we're going to share with you today, and we're just going to kind of go through them until we get to where we are. We're in good shape. And so no points on the screen, no sermon app. We're just going to flow today.
And Pastor, we have more than 3 points.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to tell him that, baby. I wasn't going to tell him that.
Oh, okay.
If you notice, I said we have several points.
Yeah, you did, but
y'all know every
y'all.
Sunday how many points I have for you.
Three.
I'm a 3-point preacher. You understand what I'm saying?
Not today.
But the reason I didn't tell him how many, babe, is because if we get to flowing on 1 or 2 and we don't get to 4, 5, or 6, then you know, they didn't know they was missing something.
We would just say if we had time.
If we had time. Okay. All right. So let's give them point number one.
Okay. Point number one is faith gives beauty to your identity.
Faith gives beauty to your identity.
Yes.
What do you mean by that, Pastor and Lady? Faith helps you see yourself through God's eyes and not the world's lens.
That's good.
And you have to learn how to see yourself the way Jesus sees you.
Right.
That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That
right.
you are the apple of his eye. That you are the object of his affection. That his favor surrounds you as a shield. So you are not who somebody said you were.
Right.
A bad name somebody called you.
Right.
Maybe you came up in not so good of a household and people talk negative. That's not who you are.
Exactly.
You are who God says you are. You're not your past.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You're not your job.
Right.
You're not your relationship status.
Yeah.
You're not a mistake that you made.
Yeah.
You got it. See, most people, they get real caught up over mistakes, right?
Exactly.
And I get it. We don't like to make mistakes
right.
and that kind of thing. But my whole thing about mistakes is that you learn from your mistake.
Right.
See, if you learn from your mistake, then you overcome your mistake, and your mistake doesn't overcome you.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, because life is choice driven, right?
Right?
We are where we are because of the choices that we made in the past.
Right.
If you don't like where you are, why would you beat yourself up?
Right.
It is what it is. Don't
right.
no use in crying
right.
over spilled milk. Here's the key, class. Start making better choices. And if I make better choices, it's going to put me in a better place.
That's good. I was thinking about when you talked about the identity. I like to always say that, you know, when I know who I am, I also know who I am not.
Yeah.
So
that's
that
good.
Means no matter what you try to put on me, I don't have to receive it because I know that's
it.
Not who I am.
That's good.
Yes, I may have been somebody that did some things crooked mm-hmm. before.
Right.
I'm no longer a crooked person.
Right.
Now I'm somebody that walks in integrity.
Yeah.
You know, I may have been somebody that kind of slept around before. I'm no longer that person anymore.
Right.
Now I'm somebody that's, you know,
yeah.
that's committed to one relationship.
Right.
So just because you know who you used to be, that doesn't mean that you have to make sure that it does not define who you are right now. So I don't accept those labels anymore.
Yeah.
I don't accept those titles anymore because now I know who I am. I'm a redeemed person through Christ. I have I'm a new creator.
Yep.
And, you know, all things are passed away. All things
are
made new. And that's who I choose to identify as now, the new person, not who I used to
Give
be.
The Lord a hand praise in the room. That's good stuff right
yeah.
there. Yeah, I think... You know, I know when I'm teaching by myself, they know the point. They know, like, I pause and then they clap. We going back and forth. I see them wanting to clap. They don't know when to clap. It's all good.
We're
talking fast.
Yeah, and we jump.
And so it's so
yeah.
funny because
oh,
when Hannah is talking with us, you know, our baby girl's home. She's heading back to college next week. And when we're all talking, like, we just jump, right? But Hannah's the type where she's going to say what she says. She's going to pause and then let you say what you say. And then you pause. But you know.
No, and you have to wait for her to finish her statement.
Right.
Like, don't jump in.
Because if you do that, you're cutting her off.
And
we said, no, baby, we're not cutting you off. We just...
Like,
We're just talking. We're just talking.
She can't. She's learning to handle it.
Because
no,
she's like, Dad, you and Mom cut each other off all the time. I said, no, we're not cutting each other off.
We're just having a conversation.
We're just having a conversation.
You I want to finish your statement. And yeah, you want to finish my statement.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyways.
And so the key about faith is it roots its identity in Christ.
Yeah.
And I think that's, when you root your identity in Christ, it makes you confident.
Yeah.
It makes you secure. It makes you whole.
Right.
You got it? Everybody say, it makes me confident.
It makes me confident.
It makes me secure.
It makes me secure.
It makes me whole.
It makes me whole.
And your identity has to be in Christ.
Right.
And it can't be in what you see on Instagram somewhere. Half that stuff is fake. You understand what I'm saying? Your identity has to be in Christ. And I love what you said. When you know who you are, you know who you're not.
Yeah.
And so when you know who you're not, people can have their opinion. They can call you outside your name. Maybe years ago, I'd want to, beef with you. I don't beef. I ain't fight with nobody. I ain't clapping back. You understand what I'm saying? I know who I am in Jesus.
Right.
You know, I ain't studying you like my grandmama would say. You know?
Right.
I ain't fooling with you. I'm not wasting my time, on things that don't matter. I'm going to stick to the word of God,
exactly.
And I'm going to see amazing things happen in my life.
That's
Amen.
Good. Amen.
So your life is beautiful because you know who you are in Christ, all right?
And I just read the word confident. And
yeah.
I think we have to have confidence in who we are.
Yeah.
You know, I was sitting here, I'm about to tell my age. Y'all already know it's 48. But anyways, there was a show, I can't think of the name of it right now, but Steve Urkel. What was the show called? Family Matters?
Family Matters.
So remember when Urkel, when he was Urkel, he was like the nerd, right? He walked around with his shoulders kind of hunched
over.
His hands in his pocket. But when Urkel said, you know what? I don't want to be Urkel no more.
Okay.
He would have made him a machine, and he became Stefan, right? Stefan was very, some of y'all look so lost. Y'all don't know who Urkel is. But it's okay. Go home and watch Family Matters. It may be on Netflix. I don't know. But Stefan, he was very confident.
Right.
And his confidence, it was displayed in his demeanor,
yeah.
The way he walked, the
yeah.
way he talked.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we want to make sure that our confidence is where it should be and not keep walking around with our heads
That's
down
right.
or our shoulders slumped
That's
over.
Right.
No, I know who I am in Christ. I'm not arrogant, but
yep.
I do know who I am. You got to walk around like you have the God that's on the inside of you working it and working your life.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors.
Right.
If you do that, what's going to happen? Then the King of glory is going to show up.
Yeah.
And so, I think that it's okay to be confident.
Absolutely.
And you should be confident. And you should walk around with your head up high.
Absolutely.
And you should know who you are.
Right.
See, the Bible says that it's okay that we think highly of ourselves.
Yes.
Babe, it just says just not more highly than we ought to.
Absolutely.
So it's okay to know who you are. It's
right.
okay to lift your head. It's okay, ladies, at the house you getting ready, whether it's work or church, and you look in the mirror and be like, I be a bad mama jamma. It's okay.
Absolutely.
Talk to yourself.
Absolutely.
Girl, you look good today. You
right.
doing that? You understand?
Right.
You got to learn how to do that.
Because you may not hear it from nobody
yeah.
else.
Well,
so
I can't do that because somebody told me that's pride and arrogance.
No, it's not. Right.
You have to know who you are in
Absolutely.
God. And my thing is, if you don't feel good about you, how do you expect other people to feel
Absolutely.
Good about you?
Absolutely.
So, if you don't love yourself, how do you expect other people to love
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
If you don't have confidence in you, how do you expect other people to have confidence
Absolutely.
In you?
Absolutely.
Imagine a pastor was to get up here and say, hey, everybody, well, I'm going to try to teach this lesson today. We're going to see what happens. Y'all going to be like, you all right up there, pastor?
No.
Yeah, and so number one, we said faith gives beauty to your identity. All right, everybody say number two.
Number two, faith brings peace to your mind.
Yes, Isaiah 26:3, I love this scripture that he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is where? Stayed on him. Why? Because we trust in him. And so there's the component of faith.
Yeah.
If I trust in him, he's going to keep me in perfect peace.
That's good.
Doesn't mean that tough times won't show up.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that days of contradiction won't show up.
Right.
Days of contradiction is when my current situation is not matching my current confession. I'm declaring by his stripes I'm healed, but there's a little pain.
Right.
I'm declaring all my needs are met according to heaven's best, but I'm looking at my bank account and I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. You understand?
Yeah.
So, but those are days of contradiction. But see, if you can learn to be steadfast and immovable
right.
in days of contradiction and hold on to your faith, God always shows up.
That's good. Why? Because I trust his promises.
Yes.
He's already promised me that he's going to never leave me nor forsake me.
Yep.
So, you may be alone right now in the natural. God's with you.
Yes.
He's promised, to always fight for me and be my great defender so I don't have to fight for myself.
That's right.
So I'm going to trust in his promises every time, no matter what it looks like.
Yep.
God's word
promise
has not
still
changed.
Stands. That's right.
Right. Great is his faithfulness.
Yes.
So things may look different on the outside, but God's word has not changed. So I'm going to put my faith in his promises to always see me, make me be victorious in all things.
Amen. So faith shifts your focus
yes.
from fear, from anxiety, from depression, you got it, to God's promises.
God's promises.
And so that's what you have to understand. And so that is why when a situation shows up, I can't focus more on the problem than I focus on the problem solver.
Absolutely.
You got it. I can't focus on the challenge. I need to focus on He's Jehovah Jireh. Yeah. He's going to be my provider.
Yeah.
He's Jehovah Rofika, He's my healer. You got it? He's Jehovah Shalom, He's my peace. And that's what I focus on. And
right.
if my faith will stay focused on that, I'll see the manifestation of what I'm believing
Every
for.
Time.
You know?
Yep.
And so, you know, when you trust God, your mind finds rest.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you hear what I said? When you trust God, your mind finds rest. Even when life can be challenging, even when life is a little uncertain, your certainty is not in what you're going through. Your certainty is in who you serve.
Yeah.
And so faith gives you peace in the middle of pressure.
That's
that's a good one. That's bookable, tweetable, grammable, TikTokable, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Faith gives you peace in the middle of pressure. Okay, so what's number one, lady?
Faith gives beauty to your identity.
Number two?
Faith brings peace to your mind.
Everybody say number three.
Faith builds strength.
You're supposed to let them say
three.
Okay, everybody say number three.
Faith builds strength in your struggles.
Faith builds strength in your struggles.
Right.
2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we know this class. For we walk by
faith
and not by.
Sorry.
Okay, we don't like to talk about challenges. We
right.
don't like to talk about struggles. But truth be told, they're a part of life.
Right.
Right? Although we as believers, we walk by faith and we don't
right.
focus on the problem. We focus on the problem solver. It doesn't mean that we're not going to experience things. Psalms 34 and 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. I'm so glad it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
God makes a promise that He will deliver us not out of some, but out of them. So He makes a promise that no matter what happens, no matter what comes, that He's never going to leave us,
yep.
that He's never going to forsake us, that He's going to be with us, and He's going to deliver us, not out of some of them, but He's going to deliver us out of them
That's
all.
Good.
And so our faith turns struggles into stepping stones. You got it. Our faith causes our mind, it causes our will, it causes our emotion, it causes our intellect to turn from whatever the situation is till we know who our God is. And as we begin to focus on God and who He is, things begin to work out
right,
in our lives.
Because at the end of the day, I realized that, you know, it's working something out of me.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it don't feel good to go through it, but you know what,
right.
God, I'm going to learn through this process.
That's good.
You know, what are you trying to teach me? Yeah, I may have made the mistake to get myself in it, but I still believe you're going to work through it.
Yes.
You know, so sometimes we get ourselves in situations that we may not have thought would get deeper than they are.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that God is not going to help us get out of that situation.
Well,
so,
catch this.
Okay, I'm listening.
A beautiful life isn't the one without pain,
mm-hmm.
but it's the one that grows through it.
Oh, that's good. Right.
You got it.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to understand. It doesn't mean that we won't have challenging situations.
Right.
It doesn't mean sometimes we won't have pain. But if I can grow through it,
Absolutely.
Come out on the other side. Making better choices,
yep.
having a better mindset,
right.
growing in my faith,
right.
then ultimately I become a better person for the rest of my life.
It's a matter of what are you doing in the middle?
Yeah.
What are you doing
that's
in the middle
good.
Of that situation? Because in the middle of the situation, okay, yeah, I'm here. I got myself here. But
yeah.
God, how are you going to get me out of it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to maximize the middle part of the situation.
I'm going to dance in the rain.
Yeah, dance in the rain. I'm
yeah.
going to confess. I'm going to sow my way out of it. I'm
yep.
going to give my way out of it. I'm going to help others my way out of it. But I'm going to maximize this moment that I'm in, realizing that on the other side of it, I'm going to have a testimony.
That's good.
So don't let it define you, but make sure you start looking for God to show you signs along the way of how He's already, you're going to see Him already at work in your life.
Right.
But you're going to see, just start seeing yourself sharing your testimony on the other side of the struggle.
In all your ways, acknowledge Him,
yeah.
and He will direct your path.
Good.
Amen. So faith turns your battles into breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Faith turns your battles into breakthroughs. All
right.
I think we might have one more form. So that was three. I had to give you three.
Right.
You got to give you three every Sunday. So
right.
now we in the bonus round. All
right.
Right. All right. So lady, what's number one?
Number one is faith gives beauty to your identity.
All right. Number two
is faith brings peace to your mind.
Number three,
faith builds strength in your struggles.
Okay. Now the people are going to say number four.
Is faith shapes how you treat others.
And this is real important because one reason sometimes people's faith doesn't work is because they don't realize that faith works by love.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You got it. You know, love is the motivator Faith is the activator. You got it. And we have to understand Galatians 5 and 6 tells us that faith works through love. Mm-hmm. And it is important that we understand, you know, that that how I treat people has a lot to do with the type of life that I'm going to live.
Right.
Because, you know, how many in the room know that God loves people?
Yeah.
Even the people you don't like.
Yeah.
Even the ones you ain't gonna invite to your birthday party. Come on, somebody. Even the ones you might not invite over to your house. You got see, you might not care for them, and that's up to you, but I just want you to know God loves everybody.
Yeah.
Jesus paid the same price for me as he did for you, as he did for, you know, the person in your block that you don't care for, or just whatever. You know, he absolutely loves everybody, and you gotta learn to see people through the eyes of eternity.
Right.
See people the way Jesus sees people. Every person we see is a precious person,
right,
that Jesus paid an incredible price for. And lady and I, we like, if you've been around us long enough, you know, they love everybody.
Right.
Like, they don't have picks and stuff. They love everybody. They're going to talk to everybody.
Right.
They're going to hug everybody.
Right.
That's why we can't wait for your celebration at 12:30, because we're excited. Because we, like, one thing about lady and I, you know, y'all know how we do. It doesn't matter if across the street there may be 800 of us today. We tell, especially when we're serving, when Max Place is serving, we don't need to the end. You got it. We let y'all go through the line. What do? We go through the line talking to people and those kind of things. And then, you know, when we get our food, we don't just go sit off by ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes Lady and I split up. Why? Because, you know, it's kind of conquer and divide. We get to talk to more people and,
right,
you know, and those kind of things, because we love people.
Right.
You know, and when you learn to understand that faith genuinely works by love, the first thing you have to do is, if something's not working in your life, ask, how's the condition of my heart?
Right.
Because the condition of my heart determines the outcome of my faith.
That's good.
All right? I'm going to say that again. I'm going to have you say it. Repeat after me. The condition of my heart,
determines
the outcome of my faith. Yeah, it is important to understand that the condition of my heart determines the outcome of it. See, I can't expect God to move in my life if I'm treating people nasty.
Right.
You got it. I can't expect God to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think, and I'm running you down, or
right,
I see you coming, I don't want to fool with you. No. The condition of my heart,
right,
determines the outcome of my faith. You know, when I pass, you know, what if somebody's treating me bad? Okay, I'm not saying stay in a relationship where people treat,
right,
you bad.
Right.
Sometimes you have to back up, but you can back up without running them down.
Absolutely.
Come on, somebody. You can back up without talking about them.
Right.
You got it. You can back up, remain silent, keep your heart right, and watch God do amazing things in your life. That's a good place,
amen,
to clap right there.
And I think, like you said, I think it's very important for us to always do that heart check,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, because I want to make sure, even like, I believe I'm one of your greatest students. I believe that. Like, I don't know if you realize, like, when you just do a lot of any and everything, I'm like kind of figuring how you handle it,
mm-hmm,
because I believe that we have to always allow ourselves to be teachable.
Yes.
We can never get to a place where we just think we know it all,
right,
and nobody can teach me anything. But a softened heart is when it's always teachable, that's always wanting to learn, that's always open for correction, corrective criticism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think when we're able to love people the way God wants us to, is when we're allowing ourselves to be taught by other people.
Yeah.
They don't have to be hiring you. They could be the person sitting next to you.
It could be a child.
It could be a child. We have to always,
yeah,
allow ourselves to find a moment. God, hey, God, what are you trying to teach me in this moment? So always be teachable. Always be available, and just want to learn to be the better person that you can be. Because, again, we want to be like Christ.
Yeah.
And so how we treat others is an example of how we feel Christ is. And if Christ is a loving person, we got to be loving,
exactly,
right? Christ isn't mean. Christ isn't somebody that always has
ain't
a chip
hateful,
on their shoulder.
Gossiping.
Right. So we want to be representations of him in the earth. So we have to be like him and treat everybody like we want to be treated.
Because you can't operate in pride.
Right.
Because the Bible says that pride comes before destruction.
Right.
You got it. I know, like, we hear everybody say pride comes before the fall, but it's actually, the scripture actually says pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. You got it. I mean, if you start with pride, you're going to get destruction and fall.
Right.
But I'm saying, you know, but just be careful. You know, how do I, okay, Pastor, we got to go home court, so because I got membership class, so play something to get me out of here. But how do I know that I'm, because my teaching anointing is on me now, but how do I know I'm caught up in pride? Number one, I don't like to listen. I think I know everything.
Right.
Now, if anybody knows me, you know me.
Yeah.
And you know how I talk to different people, whether it be your dad, who's my pastor, my dad, who's a bishop, my best friend, and I'm always talking to them so I can learn, so I can gain, so I can understand. I was preaching for a lady's father, who's my pastor, a few weeks ago. Man, we had an incredible time, you know, and I was just talking about how much I appreciate him, and that no matter how much I do in ministry, in life, that the student is never greater than the teacher.
Right.
That I will not be where I am if it was not for him being willing to pour into me, my father being willing to pour into me. And so I'll never get to the point where I think I'm somebody because now I'm operating in pride.
Right.
But if I can operate in humility and say, God, thank you for the life that I live.
Right.
Thank you for bringing me to this point.
Right.
You got it? If I keep that type of mindset and that type of heart, then God can keep elevating us and keep doing great things because everything flows from the head down.
Right.
So as things go with us, things go with y'all. You got it. And so we need to make sure that our hearts are right and things are flowing so that way this church, this ministry, and ultimately you can continue to live a better life. Do y'all receive that
yes,
on today?
And I would just add one last thing. A beautiful life is a life that is one that's filled with gratitude.
That's good.
So we have to make sure that we are allowed, that we are always grateful for what God has already done for us.
Yes.
And that we don't take his goodness for granted. We don't take his grace for granted.
Yep.
But I'm just grateful for the life that I live right now.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so listen, we're going to pray and then we're going to let you go. Father, I just thank you for your word. It's not void of power, but it accomplished those things that you set it out to do. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have communicated this word in a way that it'll meet the spiritual needs of every person that's in this room, that's on the live, and those that will watch later. Be glorified today. That's our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We'll give the Lord a big hand in the room.